You'll be glad you did.
We have the latest on that oil spill now threatening four Gulf states. You know, the platform that sunk, how sad is that? And we've got the scoop on what they're trying to do with the robotic sub and how long it'll take to plug the leak and all that sort of stuff coming up around the bend. Also, the latest on that immigration law in Arizona. Oof, we have some huge guests coming up later on in the week to talk about that. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, the name of the show, left, right, and everywhere in between, all the nooks and crannies, wherever you are. We hope you are locked and loaded, as we got a lot of things that we're going to hit on this show and cover, including the fact that we have a huge giveaway coming up. I mean, a huge giveaway, all in honor of the Kentucky Derby. I'm a fan of the Run for the Roses, so it's the first of the Triple Crown. We're going to tell you about that at the tail end of this hour. But you might have caught the 60-minute story the other day that Katie Couric did, the piece she did about kids taking Adderall. I mean, on college campuses all over the place, not just Adderall, Ritalin too. And apparently what Adderall's doing is it's giving them more brain power, they say. They're more alert. They can focus. They can finish the projects they need to get done, get through all the work they need to do before they take some of these tests. And according to the kids that she interviewed, everybody's trying to get the edge. And Adderall and Ritalin are no big deal. This is prescription medication, though, that's being popped in these college campuses in the kids' mouths like it's Halloween candy. Crazy. So who better to have on the show than our pal, Dr. Donna Barsky. Dr. Donna, I mean, I guess I shouldn't be shocked, and I'm not naive, but I guess I was surprised at the availability and how many kids in these studies and whatnot they've done that are taking these drugs. Are you surprised?
Well, quite honestly, I'm not surprised. I've been seeing this trend happen in the last few years. It started in high school, even when my kids were in there. If there were kids that were on Adderall or Ritalin or any of these medications, all the kids knew about it, you know, and if they weren't very careful, I mean, their own friends would either be stealing or bumming medication from them. It's so bad, in fact, that there's a couple of the newer ones out now that they have put them in types of forms or capsules or tablets because they used to take these things and crush them and snort them to get the high. It's frightening. But, you know, now on some of these, they can't do that. I mean, if they snort Focalin or something like that, then it's going to be a great big jelly, gel donut kind of thing that gets stuck in their nose. But now they just take it orally. So it makes no difference. If these kids are looking for it, they're going to find it.
Yeah, the Adderall, though, if you kept taking that, ultimately what could possibly happen to you? What are the side effects of doing that, of abusing it, I guess?
Well, I'll be honest with you. In a child who has ADD, they actually do not get the high from it. It actually just lets them focus. But for those who really do not need this, it stimulates that central nervous system. So you're going to have everything from heart palpitations to the fact that, you know, they're not hungry, they don't eat, they don't sleep. I mean, it's almost a driven thing because it does stimulate that central nervous system. And then when they come off of it, it's just a major crash.
Wow. So they have the major crash. You got the kids that are doing that. Then what happens? Then I wonder what happens. They say they do okay in school. They get out and now they're professionals. How are they going to be addicted to prescription drugs?
Oh, absolutely. If they rely on this, then their body will start relying on it to have actually normal function on a daily basis, and especially if they've used it for a long period of time. So when they start trying to come off of this, they're going to feel really dazed, very slow and disoriented. They'll lose perception of their actions, and sometimes they get almost paranoid. You know, if someone starts asking them, are you taking any medication or whatever? I mean, they get very defensive about it because that's kind of their own little world. But they develop a depression that's almost deep, and all of a sudden, you know, they go into fits of rage for no reason at all.
Yeah. As a pharmacist, are you seeing an increase in prescription drug abuse? What do you think could lead to it?
We We see a bunch of this. We really do. And the funny thing is, you know, it's not just the kids. Sometimes I wonder if maybe the parents are using some of this as well. It's sad, but when they start coming in sooner and sooner and sooner, you know, I worry about that. It's either the kids are sharing their medication or someone else is helping them take it.
Wow. And it just seems like you wonder what's next, because there's a trend to do one thing and then something else comes along. But pharmaceuticals and abusing pharmaceuticals, I think, is a huge national problem. And you as a pharmacist know, heading in as we move forward, I think it's just going to get worse, sadly, than better. Do you?
I tend to agree with you. Now, the issue is this. Most kids, you know, and young adults, look at prescription medicine as safe.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's prescription, it's not illegal. You know, you get a prescription, you get a drug. Well, it's become so commonplace now that they don't realize that these things can have dangerous effects on them. You know, and they don't, it's almost common practice now. You know, it's no big deal to know that 20% of the class is maybe on some kind of medication. So it used to be a stigma. It is no longer.
And then the other thing is, and I understand that, thinking, oh, well, it's pharmaceutical, it's okay. But also, it's everybody's body's different, and you would know this. Whatever else they might be taking or whatever else could possibly interact with that, we saw that with Heath Ledger. You see that with Brittany Murphy, and who, you know, these are two movie stars, but who knows what kind of Molotov cocktail is inside their body. I think that's a real danger, too.
Well, that's true. And you have to look at, you know, some of the other medications. A lot of the over-the-counter medications used to be prescriptions. So if you go in and you all of a sudden are having problems with your allergies, and you go in to a pharmacy and you pick up a decongestant because you can't breathe very well, and you pick up an antihistamine because you're draining, and you start adding all of these with some of these Schedule II narcotics, you're going to have some issues, because not only heart palpitations, you could have a heart attack and die. You know, you have to be very careful with what you mix with some of these, because these are very potent.
Yeah, no kidding. Dr. Donna, always fun to have you on the show. Thanks for shedding some light on this.
Well, absolutely, anytime, and have a mint julep for me.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye. Interesting. And see, that's where I think the danger lies, though, in not knowing what you might, something else you might be innocently taking, and how that reacts to something else that you put into your system. So if you're all of a sudden taking all this Adderall, and it's not your prescription, but you're taking it to stay alert or to finish a project, it used to just be strong coffee, but that doesn't work for people anymore. Or the Ritalin, and you mix it with whatever else it is that you might have, like Dr. Donna was saying, antihistamines, who knows? And all of a sudden, you just don't know what the reaction is going to be. And that's a scary to me. And the amount, I think, of people taking it and then ultimately what the reaction will be, it's like dazed and confused almost all over again in college. But with 50 to 60% using Adderall and Ritalin. Hey, we're going to talk to our Matt Johnson about that. He knows about these prescriptions and knows about taking them, and ultimately knows what the reaction can be, the positive things that happen as a result, and why so many college kids are using it, and adults too. Stay with us.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. all the goodness with none of the side effects.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from IDIS Resources. April 26, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11:57.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 11.88.40, 5.94.20 for a half ounce, or 2.97.10 for the quarter ounce. That's 11.88.40, 5.94.20, and 2.97.10.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Mail. Remember, you can always shoot me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Even got an interesting press release from the Scientologists. Remember, we had Nancy Manny on, and she talked about how abusive the Scientologists are and the system is, and she was locked into it for 30 years. And boy, the next day after I had her on the air, I got a press release about how wonderful it is to be a Scientologist and how they're putting together new churches. I'll tell you about that coming up, though. We are going to continue that discussion, however, about Adderall and Ritalin. You think of those two drugs, and you think of attention deficit disorder. You think of kids and classes, especially Ritalin. How many younger kids get prescribed that because they can't sit still in school, and then it's ultimately the child psychologist looking to see if that's what they need, and it's that tug of war over do they need prescription drugs, they need to take this, or are they just being boys? Because it's mostly boys. There are girls that take it, but mostly boys. And so there's a huge argument in the educational system about that already. Now you've got college students, which we were just talking about, 50% to 60% admitting to taking it like it's coffee because, hey, I'll stay up, I'll be able to do my paper, I'll focus on the project, I'll do well, I'll get an A. And so I know that by taking an Adderall, it's the road to me doing well. Well, when you have to do well in school to get whatever it is you're trying to get when you get out of school or to get to the next grade, you're a freshman, sophomore, and you're trying to pass and do okay, then you're going to use those means. And that's why it's become so popular, I think, because it's been successful for so many of the kids, but I worry about the side effects. Matt and I had a conversation off the air, and Matt apparently has taken some of the drugs because of his own attention deficit, I guess, disorder. So Matt, when were you taking, Ritalin or Adderall?
I was on Ritalin.
And when did you get prescribed that first?
I was in my early 20s, actually, so relatively late. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, ADD standards go. I was more diagnosed with adult ADD than the hyperactive, like ADHD is what they call it. And that's more when you're younger that you'll get diagnosed with that. And that's all the kids in the elementary schools who are taking the pills and trying to get them to behave and sit down, that kind of a thing, and not up and running around the class.
How did you know? I mean, what did you do? You went to the doctor and you told him, like, geez, I have trouble focusing and stuff or whatever, and then that's how you ended up getting put on Ritalin?
It was a combination of many years, like I was pretty smart and I do well on tests, but I wasn't doing the homework, things like that. And there's just, like, I had really high ACT scores, but yet I couldn't get the work done in the class. And it's just all these things kind of started adding up. And finally I went to the doctor, and after you have to do an evaluation, like all these different things, and they said, you know, I think you have adult ADD, so we'll put you on these medications, see how that goes. And I started doing a lot better in my classwork because I could just sit down and focus and do it rather than all of a sudden, like, I'm thinking about one thing here and there, you know.
Right. And so you say, because this has been since your early 20s, and now you're in your late 20s, but you could still get a prescription to Ritalin, I'm sure, pretty easily.
I actually, the last time I had an active prescription was probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I would go on cycles where when I was finishing up school, I'd be on it for like 2 years. And then my first office job I had, I was on it for a while. And then I got off it because I didn't like it all the time. Because I feel like it kind of like inhibited my creativity. And it blocked off a lot of the things that I like to be able to be quick on my feet and thinking like that. And I didn't think it allowed me to do that. So I quit taking it. Then I went back to school again, got back on it. And now I'm off it once again. So
and you also, you and I talked about this. You have a friend who's talked about his girlfriend going to school and how easy it is to get it if you want to get it on a college campus. It's not a big, it's not like you're getting black tar heroin. It's just readily available. That's why so many can take it.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to get it, if especially like that age, too. It's the same thing with, you know, alcohol and marijuana, things like that on a college campus. It's readily available if you just go out and find it. It's not that hard to go and find things like that. And people, I know lots of people will be like, oh, I got a test, you know, and I need to cram for it, so give me a couple of pills, here's $5, and call it a day. There's also plenty of other people who are adults that are my age or older, I know of, that aren't prescribed this stuff and take it just to do, like, all-nighters at work, or they're behind on their project, so they got to, you know, take some Adderall or something and they just bang it out in one night.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, thanks, Matt. You just wonder. I wonder how many, anybody listening to me, it's like Matt said, it becomes this thing where you know, oof, okay, it's the magic pill. I've got an all-night project. I got to finish it at work, so I got kids at home. I got this. I got whatever that's going on, so I'll take it. If you're in that situation, call me. I'm very curious about this and actually worried about prescription drug abuse for some people as to how far it will go. And in later in life, when you get used to something, you know how that is. You get used to taking something. It's like being weaned off of when someone's in the hospital and they have morphine and that feeling, because it deadens the pain and it's euphoric. And the worry, of course, is once they're out of the hospital. And there's so a lot of people that are afraid to take prescription drugs of any kind because they're afraid of getting addicted to it. It's like the pain pills. People with Vicodin and Oxycontin and stuff, and what that's led to, sadly, for too many in America. 800-259-5791. What a way to start the show. We have so much more to jump into, including immigration. That really is the big water cooler buzz story. On this show, we are always talking about it, though. It's nothing new for us. What is new and has been new since last Friday when the governor signed into law the strictest immigration law, if you will, in the states, and it's in Arizona. There's been nothing but reverb since then, including the president of the United States, who earlier in the day really hatcheted what they're doing in Arizona and, again, heavily criticized it.
Our failure to act responsibly at the federal level will only open the door to irresponsibility by others. And that includes, for example, the recent efforts in Arizona, which threatened to undermine basic notions of fairness that we cherish as Americans, as well as the trust between police and their communities that is so crucial to keeping us safe. In fact, I've instructed members of my administration to closely monitor the situation and examine the civil rights and other implications of this legislation.
All right, so you've got the governor rejecting all this concern about the law hurting the state's economy, too, because there was concern that now, based on what Obama and others are saying about trampling on civil rights, that a lot of people will leave the state, which, come on, that's ridiculous. Someone makes their home in somewhere in Arizona, in Phoenix or Tempe or wherever they are, they're not suddenly going to en masse leave the place that they love because this has become the law of the day, which is going to be challenged anyway. The law is not scheduled to go into effect for 90 days, and that's after the close of the legislative session. At that point, immigrants would have to carry their alien registration documents at all times. Before, officers could check someone's immigration status only if they were suspected in another crime. The theory is that's not going to happen anyway. It's not going to happen in Tucson. It's not going to happen in Phoenix. Somebody has to be doing something. It's not like people are going to be walking down the street and the police are going to say, hey, you up against the wall. It's mostly going to be when somebody is suspected of doing something else. They're being interrogated or whatnot, and then I think that would be a layup because they're going to have to find out what their background is anyway. So it's they're looking for their name, they're looking for where they're from and all that kind of stuff. I don't think it would be that difficult. What's going to happen with convention and tourist groups? Are they going to come to Phoenix or are they going to come to even Tucson? Phoenix would really be the bigger place, though. Are they going to boycott, especially in Phoenix? The mayor in Phoenix is worried about that because they have a pretty thriving business there when it comes to tourism and when it comes to attracting people to Phoenix for big conventions. The weather at times of the year is pretty nice. They have the great golfing. They have other things they can offer and spring training, naturally. So Phoenix's mayor, Phil Gordon, had something to say about it, too. In fact, he said he's going to file a lawsuit to block the law. That's coming up on the flip side.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable food.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you...
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Now on the shoulders of Governor Jan Brewer, who said she wrestled with the decision. I think she made the right decision because they're hoisting the white flag. If nothing else, it was a cry for help. But the blowback on Arizona so far, and this is just really a handful of days, has been, if nothing else, almost seismic activity in the reaction. You know, you knew there was going to be a reaction. But what I'm trying to get at in my stumbling, fumbling way is that it's just huge, ginormous, because that's a word now, a ginormous reaction. In San Francisco, they're telling people to boycott Arizona. In other convention business circles, they're telling people, sending out emails, avoid Arizona. So the list is growing, and the list of people who want to file lawsuits is growing. This ultimately, I don't think it creates a movement where people move out of the state of Arizona, but it does have some far-reaching tentacles, and it's all about the money. Remember my philosophy, follow the money in anything in life. You know, there's a saying about currency, that currency can be a good thing. That's why if you give, you'll get, supposedly with wealth. If you're a giver, you'll get that wealth back because there's a flow, there's a currency going on. Well, the currency could be cut off temporarily in places like Phoenix, and the mayor is absolutely torched over what's happened because his phone lines are blowing out. And as I just mentioned, he's going to file a lawsuit himself, but certainly he's not the only one who's going to do that. Here's initially the reaction to this new law.
First, let me say that for years I've been going to Congress to testify to get more resources for our police and border police and DEA and ATF, calling on the government, first President Bush and now President Obama, to secure our border. And that is because it has been draining our police officers to go after the violent criminals, both those that are here legally and citizens and those that aren't, that are smuggling drugs and people and committing such heinous crimes against everyone. But the problem is that we're stretched so thin that our officers aren't trained for that. They signed up to be officers to go after criminals that are committing violent crimes, not to go into kitchens or hotels or into restaurants and question somebody on, by the way, suspicion. So it's a new standard on a criminal crime that isn't even defined.
And as he went on to say, you know, this is part of what some people think is ultimately the problem with this. It's the blowback and the interpretation.
Well, it's a hollow statement, number one. That in and of itself shows that the law is unconstitutional on its face. Two, the rules that she's talking about are voluntary rules that every 30,000 police officers in the state are supposed to go back, come off the street, and go through training. That, by the way, any citizen in the state can then sue any agency except the state, which exempted itself and the state police, which is interesting, from saying that, no, that's not correct. It's $5,000 a day fine and attorney's fees. It is so broad, so undefined, and the first time that we have a criminal law that has a standard of reasonable suspicion as opposed to doubt or beyond, it also reverses the burden of innocence, the proof of innocence, from the citizen to the state. And then we're talking also about citizens and residents, Hispanics that have fought for this country, people that don't have a driver's license in the state of Arizona, seniors that don't drive anymore, or children that don't qualify. This is nothing more than a political year statement that doesn't make us more secure. In fact, makes us less safe because now people won't come to the police.
All right, so there's a question. Will people go to the police? Will they not go to the police? Is Arizona going to be become a wild, wild west town as a result of this? I mean, you know, this is the bottom line is, truly, I think this was the white flag. Even the mayor there, Phil Gordon, said himself, in his first statement when he was talking to, I think he was talking to Wolf Blitzer, rather, on CNN. And I think the first thing one of the things that he said was that, listen, I've gone to Congress and I've talked to them about more Border Patrol agents and all this sort of stuff. Well, so is the governor, and that's the problem. She asked for National Guards. She asked for all kinds of help. I mean, we're talking about horrific problems. I've said this already. It's not Juan and Juanita coming across because their family is starving, and God bless them, but because they have to do something to make that family survive. There are those stories, but they're becoming far and few between. It's more the drug guys, the coyotes, the gang members, all of that element that you don't want. If they get picked, if they get prosecuted, it's like Lise Wheel said to us, a former prosecutor, whenever she did anything with illegal immigrants, and it was always the kind who had done something heinous or had done some kind of criminal act, she said laughingly they called it the frequent flyer program because, yeah, they would get sent out of the country and they'd be back again. So the time to not dig their heads into the sand is now for the people that are representing us on the Hill. That's ultimately what it's about. Something has to be done. It's been ignored for so long. The talk of the wall, then the half-ass wall built and unbuilt and doesn't work and not enough Border Patrol agents, but where are you going to get the budget for that? It's the same problem that I talked about when I first jumped onto the air to do this show 4.5 years ago. I've been talking about the same thing for 4.5 years. I would say that's not very successful if in that amount of time there has really been no movement. Now, you've had two different administrations, but, hey, the Bush administration, they were all about the amnesty thing. He was pushing that forward, and it was costing him a little bit. There were definitely people that didn't agree with the idea of doing that, of giving people the right to cut in line and giving them the road to citizenship. So nothing happened there. it didn't matter, even though that was heavily suggested by a lot of politicians. We'll see. Coming up on the show, and you can throw in your two cents, we're going to be talking about immigration for a while. 800-259-5791. But there are other things to jump to, including this, because environmentalists are up in arms. They're not concerned about what's going on in Arizona. Their focus is the spill, the oil that is still leaking from the sunken Gulf rig. I said this before, the timing is everything, isn't it? And this is rotten timing because of the new idea of drilling off the Atlantic coast and all the way down. So the well beneath the oil rig that blew up at the Gulf is leaking about 42,000 gallons a day of oil. The spill could become even much more significant if it's left unchecked. It would take the better part of a year probably to get to the Exxon Valdez grounding, that whole thing, you know, that happened there. Remember that when you had, what, 11 million gallons or something, some crazy number that went into Prince William Sound in Alaska. But the Coast Guard has to prepare for the worst. They have to prepare like they've got this spill that's not just a spill they can clean up in a couple of weeks. It's a spill that they're going to have to deal with for a long time. I mean, there's an oil slick about 400 square miles in size and about 40 miles off the Louisiana coast. So the slick is going to be at sea for probably a couple more days. We'll see what happens with the winds. The oil, if it stays at sea, evaporates. That's how it breaks down or it sinks. And then you can clean it up, too. But the problem, I think, besides the slick that we're seeing, is how slippery it is when it comes to politics and the massive political fallout that will result from all of this. You have a lot of special interest groups that have been pushing for the last several years to open up parts of the oil coast for oil drilling, which I'm all about. We are dependent on foreign oil. We're not riding bicycles and we don't have electric cars, not in mass. And we don't have ethanol. So we have to do something and just make it as safe as possible. We can't just ignore what's going on. But now this spill will make it that much dicier, especially when it comes to Florida. So a lot of the support is going to start to wane and dry up, especially if that crude starts to wash up on the Louisiana or the Mississippi coast. If you start to see pictures like that, forget it. Then there's going to be more of a push on offshore drilling. There's going to be more of a push to not have that happen anytime soon. So BP is using a set of what they call remote-controlled subs to try to activate the well's blowout preventer. It's this, I think I explained this the other night. As it was explained to me, a steel kind of device. It's about the size, if you will, of a tiny house, a small house. It sits right on top of the well, and it's supposed to choke off the flow of oil if there is some kind of a disaster. So they don't know why the device didn't cap the well or if it will even help going forward in any way, because that's what it was supposed to do. It didn't do that. And that's why they're in this situation now with the slick. So, and sadly, and I know you know this at this point, the 11 workers, that search is absolutely called off at this point. It was suspended right before we headed into the weekend on Friday. So that's where we're at with the sunken oil rig. And the debate is going to shift the impact on us as Americans, offshore drilling. I think we need it. You might disagree. But regardless, it becomes more of an argument now thanks to this platform erupting in fire and sinking. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things, serious collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feel. You can make me scream.
Lay down the tracks for the crews racing to try to contain that oil spill. Like I said, rest assured there's going to be a massive argument over that now at this point. Not that there wasn't already, but that just adds fuel to the fire for the environmentalists who don't want to see any more offshore drilling. And there was the moratorium. There hadn't been any new platforms built. And we just had the president 3 weeks ago say, let's do it. Atlantic coast waters all the way down, so New Jersey all the way down to Florida. And in Florida, they were racing to try to put a stop to that. Now, this is some ammunition. So they've got the bullets in the gun at this point, and that may ultimately be pushed, might ultimately be pushed back. We'll see. But for sure, there's heavy, heavy opinion on not drilling. And if you want to walk everywhere, if you want to ride a bike, if only we had electric cars en masse the way we could have had, but oops, that's right, that didn't work out too well for the oil companies or the car companies, so they didn't want the electric cars out there. We could have perfected that at this point. Even with ethanol, yes, we don't have sugar cane, but we have other ways to produce ethanol. There are all kinds of alternatives that were being developed that could have been further along and been in use, been in play in the United States, but they're not. And it's because of the oil guys, and it's because of the car guys. That's why it did not happen. So mixed in this conversation also, we're talking about Arizona and the massive reaction to their new immigration law. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, you know, what I'm thinking is that with this new law in Arizona, maybe Barack Obama might want to stay out of that state because, you know, he might be considered an illegal immigrant and get sent back to Kenya or something. You never know.
You bringing up the birther thing again. You know what? Actually, though, I talked to somebody in Hawaii the other day. You know that the Republican governor said that it's nonsense, and you know that there are some other people, the health commissioner said it was nonsense, too, but there are people filing suit, so, you know, who knows? Stranger things have happened. At least it's gonna get pushed through at least one court system.
Well, there are several states now trying to pass laws for the next presidential election.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah, if you're running for president and you want your ballot on our state, you have to show it. So
yeah.
I think, but realistically, you know, the governor should have a news conference every week and show the people the criminals that are being caught with this new law. She will be able to show, if she wants, 13 and 14-year-old Guatemalan teenage girls, you know, locked up and forced into prostitution, and this law will free them because the cops are going to be able just to say, I mean, they know where the house is, but they can't go in now because they don't have all the legal stuff. They'll be able to walk in there and rescue people. And, well, matter of fact, I think you remember this fact. Phoenix is the number two place in the entire world for kidnapping, right?
Absolutely. You're correct. And the reason why is partially because of what you just said about girls that are being shuttled in there.
Yeah, and the illegal immigrants, the coyotes bring them over,
yep,
and they sell them off. They rat them out to somebody else who picks them up, and it's a hideous thing. And I tell you, they can do some really good stuff there, and we as conservatives should support Arizona, you know. And I would like to see the GOP have their convention in Arizona, you know, because this is it's not like we only had maybe 20,000 illegals. We have 12 to 20 million illegals.
Yeah.
And when you're in that bad a shape, you have to, you know, go in for some major surgery. So,
I agree. That's what I said. It's like all the politicians are ostriches. They didn't want to deal with it, Tomas, for decades, so they bury their head in the sand and look the other way and allow this to flourish and thrive. And this is what you get. Then you get the bad element. They want to take advantage of the black market. They want to take advantage of every seedy side of whatever, whether it's prostitution or drugs or violence, even, let's face it. Whatever it is, they're taking advantage of that and making money and sending it back to Mexico and other places. It's ridiculous.
And just like you said, follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Let's follow the money here. When an illegal immigrant family needs to go to the hospital, it's the state who has to pay, all right? When an illegal has to go to jail, it's the state that has to pay. But the taxes, the federal taxes, they go straight to Washington, D.C. And who controls the border? Washington,
mm-hmm,
D.C.
Exactly.
So he's making money off of illegals, and the state governments are losing. And I tell you what, there's going to be other states that follow this, and they're going to be, you're going to see crime rates go down, and you're going to, you know, and you're going to see those in favor of it. You watch.
Yeah, I agree with, thanks, Tomas. I agree with what Tomas said about the governor, because she's going to take all the heat for this anyway. So what, and the police department too. So what they're going to have to do is show the things that have worked, show the success they're having. It doesn't kick into 90 days anyway. There might be an injunction. I wouldn't be surprised about that. And remember, reasonable suspicion. They have to have reasonable suspicion. So the reasonable suspicion requires that there are facts and circumstances that are sufficient to convince a person of reasonable, what they call prudence, that a crime has been committed. Now, in a state like Arizona, where you have 500,000 illegal immigrants, the vast group of the aliens there are going to be Hispanic. I mean, that's how it's going to be. You know that already, right? So by that, by saying that, the reasonableness, the use of that word would specifically require something other than just race or national origin. It makes sense, right? And the new law that was signed in, I think there's confusion also over this. I think there's confusion as to how it has to be interpreted by the cops. And even if a person doesn't present the required ID, it doesn't mean that they're going to have all kinds of problems. The new Arizona law requires that a reasonable attempt has to be made when you can do it to determine the immigration status of the person. So now is that difficult to accomplish when you have other things to identify details for, you know, for people who have state issued IDs and all that kind of stuff? I mean, the reasonable attempt, as I said, if somebody's involved in an illegal activity, they're going to try to figure out what's what anyway, because they have to know who the person is. This is how a lot of illegals are caught in the net in the first place. All right, quickly, I'm going to go to the email, our mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, yes, thank you. Kevin says they should include in the law that any employer found to be using illegal immigrants will be charged a fine per illegal per day. I like the per illegal per day. They're already doing that in Arizona. They're cracking down on companies who hire illegals if they can prove it. It's all about that whole proof thing. Here's one from Mike J. Kate, this whole deal in Arizona just stinks to high heaven. I'm so shocked that you're on board with the new Arizona immigration law. Shame on you. I still love your show. I still love you, but I couldn't disagree more. You're not looking at the bigger picture, and usually you're a bigger picture chick. I am a bigger picture chick, as you say. And that's why I'm looking at this, because nothing is done, and the amount of problems that continue to brew in Arizona and other border states, it's just absolutely out of control. Now, I did something on Scientology, and so now I'm getting a lot of Scientologist press releases, including this one, the idea that the Church of Scientology of Los Angeles opened something called the New Idea Quarters, and they wanted to know if I wanted to cover it. You have to be kidding me. Did you know the Church of Scientology was actually formed in 1954? Well, that's that whole Ron L. Hubbard thing and all that sort of stuff. They're trying to get some good publicity, but they're not going to get it here on ATN. Sorry, we know too much. Nancy Manning and some others have filled us in on what happens with some of the Scientologists and some of the nooks and crannies across the world.
It's smoke and mirrors. It's bogus. And it's all too familiar.
What, are you kidding me?